Omega offers educational experiences for wellness and personal growth. The study finds the growth is not only occurring with visitors. It shows that the annual economic impact of Omega Institute includes 474 jobs in the region, $8.7 million in earnings, $29 million in sales, and $1.6 million in tax revenue.
This is the first time that we at Omega have commissioned a study like this. It's been on our minds for a number of years to really quantify the impact in the region.
What if this report surprised you?
What surprised me the most was the number of jobs that actually we impact in the region. By the time you consider all of the impact to B&Bs and to restaurants and so forth, you know, it's upwards around 470 jobs. And I was very surprised at that. I knew that there was going to be a revenue point in the study because of just the sheer volume of people coming through and dining and gasoline, the things that typically happen with the tourist industry. But to have it translated into actual jobs, that was really interesting for me.
What would you like to see in a future study? Was there something in this study that spawned interest in a particular area?
Well, as a result of this study, I think what I'd really like to look into is exactly what is the opportunity for digging in deeper to the local economy to better understand what happens with those dollars and is there a way to better leverage how we spend our dollars. You know, there's a lot of talk about alternative currencies, whether you look at the Berkshire or they're starting one now in Ulster County, local, how to buy local. How can we dig in deeper to what our position is and how we spend our money? And we do a lot of that, but it's very complicated. When you look at, if you suppose to set a standard, we'd like to buy only green fabricated furniture, let's just say, you know, that is all made from sustainable wood and fabrics and so forth. It's very hard to do that. And as a nonprofit, it's very expensive to do that. So how do you make all these decisions that then essentially trickle down into the local economy? So this has said to us, wow, we have significant impact. Could we have more and even greater impact by looking into not only how we spend our money from an organization point of view, but what about all these 470-something people? How are they spending their money?
Is there any other way you will use this study?
Well, one of the underlying pieces of this is how does a region really aggregate its resources? I'll give you an example. We're looking at multiple challenges in the valley from I'm sure you're aware, the transmission line development and bottled water plants and all these different things that are coming through. If we look at the nonprofit community and all of us that are working in this mission-based work, if we were to be able to aggregate the sum total of our financial impact, we would have a more fulsome position to start our dialogue with. So understanding who we are in terms of our financial contribution to the Valley allows us to understand our position better. And I think what's interesting to me is to think of, well, if we look at the nonprofit community and what are the shared values, how can we bring those shared values to a higher play given our overall aggregated financial impact?
In addition to transmission lines, Backus mentioned the proposed Niagara water bottling facility proposed for the town of Ulster. I asked him why he brought up Niagara, considering he's in Rhinebeck.
Well, first of all, I don't look at it in terms of, well, it's not happening in Rhinebeck or it's not happening in our backyard. This comes back to the whole understanding of an economic impact study. We're a member of a community, and that the impact of the usage of water, it's precious in a community. And within the area that we serve directly, Ulster County Falls, Cooper Lake Reservoir Falls, and so there's that reason. But also, we've been working in the concept of water as how extremely precious it is and how important it is moving forward, and doing programs such as Water of Life And this past year, we did Where We Go From Here with a focus on water. And we have the Eco Machine here as a part of our Omega Center for Sustainable Living, where we create a closed hydrological loop on campus. We pull the water out from wells, utilize it for everything from toilets to showers to cooking, both gray and black water, and then we purify it with plants and microorganisms and then return it to the aquifer and start all over again. And that's really what everybody is using, reclaimed water. And so taking water from the valley and moving it somewhere else is at best a questionable process. And I don't think there's been enough research done in the impact on the reservoir. And it's something that water is so core that we hold very dear here at Omega. So it's really in our backyard.
I then asked him whether he or Omega has a position on the project.
Yeah, it's interesting because even on the transmission line, my position, and I think I can speak for Omega as the CEO on these, is that we're about, let's have the dialogue. Let's, for instance, in the transmission line question, let's first determine, do we need to do this? And then, okay, if we do need to do this, what's the best way to do it, considering all of the different points of view and the different impacts, which is not the process that, you know, was currently happening, which is why we stepped into the process. And it's also not about whether it happens here or somewhere else. It's really about what is the future of New York State and energy. And that's the important conversation. And when we talk about the water piece, it's really the same thing. Why do we want, what's behind bottling this water and selling it somewhere else? What will it do? What won't it do? What's its impact? What's the full discovery past any vested interest so that we can see, okay, is this the best thing for the valley? And frankly, if everybody determines, hey, the highest and best thing to happen is this, then we have to deal with that. I'm not saying that, well, let's put it in somebody else's backyard or that we shouldn't address it. We need to address these things. But I think there's a way of looking at them that is much more transparent and much more 21st century.